from the Mercy One studio. John Leonetti in the Morning is underwritten by Golden Rule Heating and Cooling, Bell Construction, Five Suns Naturescapes, and Blessman International.
I'm bringing the party to you.
Five.
Four.
We're on a mission from God.
Yes, indeed. We've made it to a Friday. John Leonetti in the Morning right here at Iowa Catholic Radio. You're in the right place. Friday, July 2nd, 2021. Here we go. Father Andrew Winchittle coming up. Iowa Catholic Radio spiritual advisor. Going to talk a little bit about Sunday's gospel. Prepare us, as always, here on these Fridays. At 7:15, Bishop Johnson's going to be on, Bishop of the Diocese, right here in Des Moines. We're going to talk about last week's ordination. I want to know everything. I want to know how he gets the green light from the Vatican to do this. You know, just so that everyone's not out there trying to ordain everyone. I want to know a little bit about his homily. I want to hear a little bit about his nerves, because this was the first ordination he's done to the priesthood, I believe. Now, I could be wrong on that, but I believe this is his first ordination. So we'll talk to him about that as well. There's a ton of stuff that I have questions on and interest in when it comes to an ordination mass. One of the coolest things that we do in the Catholic faith. We'll have a Bishop Johnson on at about 7:15 to talk all about it. Gary Zimak going to be coming up here soon. We're going to talk about his third chapter of his Give Up Worry for Good book. It's a brand new book, and he's leading people through a summer retreat right now. The chapter or the verse we're going to talk about that is in the chapter is, "Have no anxiety about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication, but with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God." How do we do that? And what can we learn from a passage like this? We'll have Gary Zimak for his monthly segment, Give Up Worry for Good, with his new book. We'll have your saint of the day this morning. Mark Amadeo will have your news and sports. That weather straight from the desk of TV 13 meteorologist Megan Selwa. We've got a lot going on today on this Friday, and we will get to it. Deacon Tony Valdez, let's offer our day to Almighty God.
God our Father, we offer you our day. We offer you all our thoughts, words, joys, and sufferings in union with the heart of Jesus. Holy Spirit, be our guide and strength today so that we may witness to your love. Mary, Mother of Jesus in the Church, pray for us. St. Joseph, her most chaste spouse, protect us. Amen.
Amen. Let's go to Mark Amadeo now with your news and sports.
News and sports with Mark Amadeo.
Hello, sir.
Well, good morning, John. How are you doing on this Friday? We've come to the end of the week and the beginning of the 4th of July weekend.
Yes, a lot of festivities that are going to be going on this weekend. I know you're going to be kind of grilling out, hanging out, the Urbandale Parade, the Carnival. Myself as well will be parking a car in that driveway of yours, which is always first class service when we get there. You always have people come out and they squeegee our windshield and, you know, make sure that everything's kind of buffered up on the car. It's just great that you do that for us. Thank you.
I am. I haven't got that on the list.
Oh, I thought that's.
I mean, there's a list here.
Yeah, I thought that was happening. So,
squeegee.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I don't know. Maybe washing the windshields. Five star service is what I expect at the Amadeo household.
Here's what happened, and if folks drive down Aurora Avenue today here in Urbandale by the high school, you'll see blankets on curbs and caution tape up. People have their spots all seeked out
already.
Leonetti. We did that yesterday. My wife did that yesterday, I should say. So you have a spot with us.
Look at that. Well,
we've got a plot of land. That's
now,
put that way.
Now, you have that tarp, right? Do you use that big blue tarp? Yeah, we had that for a couple years, so you had to kind of use something else. I remember that was in my garage for a couple years, but now we've got it all.
Yeah, we have a tarp, and we've got all that set out. As a matter of fact, my wife met the owner of that land that has that corner lot that we go to on on the 4th, and he's, I guess they're going to be moving so after this year. Mm. So you know, hopefully the new owners will be just as accommodating as the current one has been. But
I'm hoping. Yeah. Well, it's a great weekend. It's going to be a fun weekend, hopefully for all, and we'll celebrate this great country that we live in.
Absolutely. Together. Instead
yes.
of in, remember a year ago, we didn't have this.
Mm-hmm.
So it's all good. So now, John, I noticed I got the 4th of July parade schedule, and I noticed St. Pius is having a float. Have they asked you, since you're one of their alumni, to be in their float?
You know, I've gotten a couple of emails that they kind of blast out to everyone, you know, asking for help along the way. I think they probably got everything taken care of, though. But yeah, they always have a nice float. There's been a couple years that they've won, you know, best float. So
yes.
We'll see. We'll see what happens this year. But no, there's always great members. Hopefully we can get a little extra candy from them this year.
I see. Well, I'm not sure when they've won last. I don't know if Father Fleming's been there, if they've won. So that might be something that'll be maybe on him.
We'll see what we can do.
They've won since he's taken over as parish priest there.
Well, we'll have to get that in high gear here coming up.
I'm sure I'll get a phone call about that because I said that live on the radio this morning. Sorry about that, Father.
That's all right. We'll try to get that going. Maybe next year I might try to help now get him his first victory.
Yeah, there you go. All right. Well, let's get right to it this morning on this Friday, July 2nd from the WHO TV 13 Weather Desk and meteorologist Megan Selwa. Currently at the Mercy One Studios here in central Iowa, we have some patchy fog in the area. So, again, some low-lying areas to be mindful of that this morning. We have partly cloudy skies, 68 degrees, a northwest wind at 3 miles per hour, and a humidity up there at 84%. Today it'll be a beautiful day, mainly sunny skies, high of 88 degrees, with north winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly clear, overnight low of 65 degrees. And tomorrow, on your Saturday, mostly sunny and again, same as today, high of 89 degrees. Sunday's the 4th of July, it'll be mostly sunny with a high of 90. And on Monday, the 4th of July holiday being celebrated, it'll be partly cloudy with a high of 91 degrees. Well, in the news on this Friday morning, well, despite the recent rains, most of Iowa is still rated as abnormally dry or in moderate to extreme drought, and fire officials are urging extreme caution when it comes to fireworks. Now, fire officials say have a water hose handy and watch what's going on. A grassy area can, or a grassy area that looks green can still catch fire. It's not the green stuff that catches on fire. It's the dead brown stuff underneath that catches fire, and then once it catches fire, the green stuff will burn. Now, fire officials say if you advise if you do intend to shoot off fireworks, do so in an open area where you can see where they land. And if you can't see where they can land in grass and then lay there and smoke for a long time. Then all of a sudden, you've got fire after you've gone to bed. So officials say keep a water hose nearby. Today's sports report is brought to you by Big Red Q Quick Print. And yesterday, high school baseball, Dowling Catholic, ranked 5th in the state, defeated Mason City. They completed a suspended game from last month, and the Maroons winning 8-4 at home yesterday. Dowling improves his record to 23-6 on the season and ranked 5th in Class 4A. Last night, AAA baseball, Indianapolis defeated the Iowa Cubs by the score of 7-6 in 12 innings in Indianapolis. Same two teams tonight, first pitch 6 o'clock at Victory Field in Indy. Yesterday's Major League Baseball scoreboard, some Midwest teams involved. Well, the Brewers now lead the National League Central now by 6.5 games over the Chicago Cubs. The Brewers yesterday winning at Pittsburgh 7-2, while Colorado defeated the St. Louis Cardinals 5-2. Cardinals fall 9 games back in first place. As the Cubs had the day off yesterday, they are now 6 games behind Milwaukee, and they start a weekend series tonight at Cincinnati. The American League, the first place White Sox defeated the Minnesota Twins 8-5, and Boston defeated the Kansas City Royals 15-1. NBA playoffs last night was Game 5 of the Eastern Conference Finals, and Milwaukee winning at home. The Bucks defeated the Atlanta Hawks 123-112. Milwaukee leads that best-of-seven series 3-2. Game 6 is tomorrow night at Atlanta. They'll tip it off at 7:30 on TNT. And the winner of that series meets the Phoenix Suns in the NBA Finals, which begin next week. And today's Dowling Catholic sports calendar has high school baseball tonight. A non-conference game for Dowling Catholic. They will host Lamar's out of Northwest Iowa. Be one game at 7 o'clock at George Cordero Field. Once again, from the Mercy One studios here in Central Iowa, currently partly cloudy skies, 68 degrees. There's some patchy light fog in some areas. A northwest wind at 3 miles per hour. The humidity up there at 84% this morning. Today it'll be mainly sunny, high of 88 degrees, with north winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. So get out the sunscreen and sunglasses. And this has been your Iowa Catholic Radio News, Weather, and Sports on your Friday morning. John Leonetti Show. I'm Mark Amadeo.
Iowa Catholic Radio News and Sports. Year-round coverage of Dowling Catholic High School sports is underwritten by Construction Professionals, Dental Associates, Kemen, Mercy One, the Catholic Tuition Organization, and Ashworth Vision Clinic. Thank you for supporting Iowa Catholic Radio.
Let's go to Father Andrew Winchittle right now. Good morning, Father.
Morning.
Well, who is this guy? Who is this guy? Was he not a carpenter's son? Was he not, you know, do we not have his brothers and sisters, cousins, with us? And we know them as his mother, Mary, and there's Joseph. I mean, who is this guy? Is the gospel for Mark 6, 1 through 6 this Sunday?
Yeah, exactly. We're told that he came to his native place, and there's a saying that familiarity breeds contempt. Mm. That here they think they know who he is, as you related, and yet they're asking, where did this man get all this? What kind of wisdom has been given him? What mighty deeds are wrought by his hands? And so it's still early on, fairly early on in Mark's gospel. He's been going around and healing people and driving out demons from people. Yet they're wondering at least we think we know who he is, and yet he's doing these wonderful things. And yet we're told that they took offense at him. And in fact, he's, you know, this is a recurring theme that he's not doing these things to build his reputation necessarily. He's doing them as signs of who he is, what he's able to do, and that he's not just some ordinary. He is certainly one of us, but at the same time, he is also still divine. Hmm. He's still God, and we're even told at the end that he wasn't, maybe scandalously, he was not able to perform any mighty deed there. In that he was amazed at their lack of faith. So he doesn't do these things in a vacuum. He wants to bear fruit other than just, oh, wow, he performed a miracle. He's doing this as a larger picture of who he is as redeeming humanity.
Yeah, I think you hit the nail on the head here with the familiarity breeds content. You know, these are people that would have saw him kind of pass by him on the road, you know, all growing up, would have seen him out and maybe even hired him and Joseph to get some work done in their own home. And here Jesus is as the Messiah, right? And people not getting it, people not wanting to get it as well. There's a lot going on here in Mark. And, you know, I think we can caution ourselves as well, and you say, well, how do we relate to something like this? Well, familiarity breeds content. You know, we're familiar with our faith. We've grown up as maybe most of us as Catholics, or we've become Catholic, and we just kind of allow things to get routine and remote in our life. This is a gospel that can remind us not so this week, that we must always, as Jesus makes all things new, must always tap into that the best that we can. Father, would you give us your blessing this morning?
Certainly. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. And the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Father Andrew, everyone. Talk to you soon, Father.
right. Take care.
All right. Bishop Joneson coming up right after this, friends. All things ordination mass last Friday. I've got a lot of questions here. I want to know, first of all, how that even happens. How do you get permission from the Vatican? Who do you call? And what has to take place, you know, so that anyone and everyone out there isn't just ordaining everyone. Also, I believe this was his first priesthood ordination, so we'll talk to him a little bit about that as well. Maybe some nerves that were there. And, you know, they even set off the fire alarm. The Holy Spirit was going. So it was a wonderful, from what I hear, from many people, it was a wonderful event. We'll have Bishop Joneson on next to recap that. Looking forward to it. John Leonetti in the morning right here on Iowa Catholic Radio. Thank you to Five Sons Naturescapes Landscape and Design for underwriting the show. A Catholic family with a wide range of high-quality hardscape services. 493-1060, FiveSonsNaturescapes.com. That is FiveSonsNaturescapes.com.
Support for Iowa Catholic Radio and the Uncommon Good provided by Mercy College of Health Sciences, where you can chart your course for more.
They provide unparalleled clinical rotations, hands-on learning, accelerated education, and flexible schedules, all part of the Mercy College experience.
Learn more at mchs.edu.
Support for Iowa Catholic Radio and John Leonetti in the Morning is provided by Blessman International. Blessman International partners with volunteers and donors to provide sustainable programs for children in South Africa by leading 12-day all-inclusive experiences, sharing the heart of Christ with vulnerable children in South Africa. Teams are forming to do something significant in an African child's life. Learn more at blessmaninternational.org. Thank you to Blessman International for their support of Iowa Catholic Radio.
Support for Iowa Catholic Radio and John Leonetti in the Morning provided by Bell Construction.
Bell Construction is a roofing company. They specialize in residential re-roofs, light commercial jobs, and have the experience to meet all of your roofing needs with personal service. With Bell Construction, the owner will come to your home or place of business in person to inspect and ensure the quality of work that you deserve. They pride themselves in working with you on a personal basis and making sure you are satisfied. Bell Construction, 515-963-4494. Bell Construction.
Hi, this is Father John Ricardo, and I want to thank Caldwell Parish Funeral Home and Crematory for underwriting Christ is the Answer. Losing a loved one, as we know, is never easy, and it can leave you feeling lost and even hopeless at times. But Caldwell Parish helps ease that burden by sincerely caring both about your loss and about your faith. Caldwell Parish Funeral Home and Crematory is Des Moines' only Catholic-owned and operated funeral home. Their number is 515-276-0551 or online at caldwellparish.com.
Support for Iowa Catholic Radio and Storm Alert Weather is provided by Divine Treasures. Divine Treasures is a Catholic book and gift store serving the Des Moines community for over 25 years. Divine Treasures, 5701 Hickman Road, Des Moines, 515-255-5230. Amazon Smile is a simple way to support Iowa Catholic Radio. When you are shopping on Amazon, consider shopping through Amazon Smile instead. You get all the same great deals, and your order will also help support Iowa Catholic Radio. All you need to do is choose Iowa Catholic Radio as your nonprofit to support when you first log in, and Amazon will do the rest. Every Amazon Smile order you make, Amazon will donate to Iowa Catholic Radio. Support Iowa Catholic Radio while you shop at smile.amazon.com. And thank you for supporting Iowa Catholic Radio.
No man is an island we can be found. No man is an island that you can't die.
We made it to a Friday. Hey, thanks to Golden Rule Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling for underwriting the show. GoldenRulePHC.com. We appreciate you. GoldenRulePHC.com. Let's go to our next guest of the day, Bishop of the Diocese of Des Moines, Bishop William Joneson. Hello, Bishop.
Good morning, John. Good to be with you in this July day here.
Wow. You set off the fire alarms?
I didn't do it, I swear.
Who's in charge of the incense here?
I only put a few grains of incense in the thermal. And then when I got to by the time the alarms had gotten off, and the next time I looked inside, somebody had dumped a whole couple tablespoons in there. The investigation is still underway.
You're going all in for the first priesthood ordination.
By Mike Lamadeo, yeah. Ankeny police are on that. So anyway.
Now, this was your first priesthood ordination, right?
It was. How humbling, how awe-inspiring it really was, you know, to be the minister of the church through whom God pours out his spirit upon these great young men, great young priests now. So it was, in a positive way, I mean, just very sobering and things, but just to collect and
then obviously the bursting forth of great joy as well. So, I mean, for everyone there. So it was just really
moving. Are there nerves there for you?
John, you know, you've done some athletics too. You know, it's kind of your pregame sense.
Right.
You know, there's a healthy sense of, you know, this is something meaningful and important and you want it to go well. But it's not a performance, and so you try to just give yourself over to it. But a little bit. As I told people in confirmation when I meet with the candidates, we got to translate that nerve about things. And if I'm not, a little bit every time I get up into the pulpit, then I'm relying too much on myself rather than casting myself on God. So you kind of make your peace with that, and I think that's a way God keeps us humble. And when you're in the hands of such fine masters of ceremony, starting with Father Trevor Seguin,
there you go,
Father Tom Dooley, Father PJ McManus, Father Chris Rising, there's very little that can go wrong because they will take you out.
That's if
you
right. you are definitely in good hands there. Who are you? What's the prep like? What do you have to do? Who do you talk to at the Vatican? Who do you, message there so that anyone and everyone's not ordaining people? What do you have to do? What's the lead up here?
Well, I think there's a whole process, obviously, where the seminary is going to test and they're going to give their, validation of this man's readiness, and that's a very thorough process of scrutiny and reflection, but it's a process. It's an organic process that's going on over years. So by the time someone is, concluding second theology, I think it's really a mutual decision, the commitment that unless something truly major arises, that this is the natural path that is going to lead to that. So, there's key steps, the institution as a lector, institution as an acolyte, obviously a transitional diaconate ordination, but the kind of profession of faith and the oath of fidelity, these are all steps along the way that, I believe what the church teaches. I want to be a servant of the church, of God, and of Jesus. So, these things don't drop in out of a vacuum. And, I think you just can't kind of slip in underneath, somebody whose hands are extended and, wow, the Holy Spirit's going to come upon you. No, I mean, it is really in that key moment, when Father Ross Parker, says we judge them to be worthy, the people of God give their acclamation, usually by applause, that's agreed that this man, I think it's that healthy tension. I heard Archbishop Jakels once give a homily, at an ordination about, well, none of us is worthy, which is absolutely true, right? We all say that in the Mass, I'm not worthy for you to come under my roof, but it's God. God is worthy, and he's faithful. And so if he's committing himself to these men to be ordained, then we know all things are possible there.
Do you call any other bishops to get some advice on this? Like, hey, what do you guys do here? How does this work here?
Father Trevor is such a
fond of,
he knows these rituals, and I had both him and Father PJ on my show a couple weeks ago, and just the depth of the understanding that's going on. So they have a long run-up, too, planning a liturgy and working with Dr. Amy Beckman Collier on the music, and so that planning process, months long, and no detail is unscrutinized, and I get to just kind of come in, and they present me with a proposed plan. I offer any feedback. I certainly didn't make any major changes because they were following the ritual of the Roman Church, and there we go. I think there's always logistical considerations, and thank goodness to the good people and Father Michael Amadeo at Our Lady's Immaculate Heart. I think that was a very beautiful space for that. The low ceiling in the gathering area, notwithstanding, for the incense, but everything else.
I mean, you talk about starting at a high point for your first ordination of priesthood. This is, five guys. That's a big number.
Right. Yes, it is. And I was told, being interviewed for some other purpose by a representative at Mundelein Seminary, and he was saying, well, that puts you in the top, if you have five this year, and prospectively, by all rights, we'll have three men next year, that puts you in the top 10 or 20% of dioceses in the United States these years. So, I mean, yes. And then, and there's an ebb and flow, likely one the year after that. But keep praying, people, because we want these men to keep stepping forward, and some different life stories, but God is calling each one to consider laying down his life, and possibly as an ordained priest.
Well, you know this better than anyone. It's not the quantity, it's the quality. And, you know, you look at the five men that this of this ordination, and I was able to interview all five of them and know a couple of them. Two of them came from my parish, you know, St. Pius, which I got teary-eyed. Mm-hmm. You know, on that Sunday when those guys stood up there and Father Fleming presented them, I'm presuming a nice check. I hope it was a good check. And, you know, they, a gift from the parish. But I'll tell you this.
Well, St. Pius has already met its ADA, so that's okay. You can give me.
But I mean, if I blinked, the tears would have been streaming because there's just something beautiful about a priest coming from your parish, seeing this kid when he was a kid, and then all of a sudden now he stands next to his father, who's a deacon. It's just, oh, it's so beautiful. It gives me the goosebumps now.
It is. It is. You know, that, you know, we birth priests, you know, by our parishes, our families, and all that we're about. And I made the comment, and I was borrowing from Pope Emeritus Benedict, you know, that, you know, it is a sign of the health of a diocese, the faith of the people, the power of their prayers. When, you know, just as we want good, healthy marriages, we want people feeling called to religious life. All of these things are happening in the Diocese of Des Moines and, you know, within the calls at St. Paul, you know, apostles, prophets, teachers, evangelists, you know, well, some are called to be priests. You know, that any Catholic man with, you know, just a reasonable background would at least one point in his life kind of give pause to that and sense, you know, what would it be like, and am I called to this? And I think, you know, as long as I think there's receptivity by the people that surround him, you know, including the parents and siblings, you know, God will do what God will do and will irrigate that, you know. And John, you know, that men would possibly consider the call of the priesthood and then ultimately discern. That's
I hate
win,
it. I hate,
you know?
It when guys do that. I hate it when guys do that.
That's quitters. A win for the church, yeah. You know. I mean, these are going to be very well-formed, integral, you know, Catholics who are going to give great witness, you know. Mm. You know, and most of the time you do that, you know.
Church, most of the time, right. Once in a while, I hit it all right. What's your message to these guys? I heard the homily was top-notch, but is there a takeaway or something? Because, you know, I have always, when I've been to an ordination mass, I always feel like, okay, he's speaking to everyone. Now then he kind of zeroes in, the bishop does, to the guys that are actually being ordained and their families. What was your message to them? What do you really want them to know?
Well, you know, I think, you know, we did talk about the priesthood and the gospel, you know, from John was, you know, the greatest among you is the one who serves. Mm. You know, I've come among you as one who serves, you know, and so, we, you know, that ultimately is where we went with it. And, you know, I think there can be, you know, and I didn't use the word, but, you know, trying to avoid what Pope Francis cautions again, you know, kind of clericalism. Hmm. I heard an interesting definition by Cardinal Ouellette earlier in the week, or I read a definition. Clericalism is when the priest or deacon is trying to impose oneself on others. And I think that's, you know, an interesting take on it. But this sense then that, you know, the service itself is the greatness. It's not about us. It's not about our personalities. And so, you know, I was teasing now Father Nick Stark, you know, that, you know, the youngest, be latest one, you should be like the youngest. Well, he's the youngest of the class of five. And so don't put up your plaque on your office, you know, Father Nicholas Stark, Monius, you know, the great one. You know?
Right.
But and then I gave a little story, you know, they seem to enjoy the story, true story. Someone that you're familiar to both of us, Father Scott Bullock, he was once picking me up at O'Hare's International Terminal coming back from the Poland Seminar, which is going around right now, and, you know, those folks over there, but with my bike box. And so, you know, I'm standing there at the curb. Well, he comes into the lane with the vehicle wearing a collar, Roman collar, and well, only taxis and limos. And so, you know, he's there. What am I going to do? I'm going to throw it in. I'm not going to make him go around one more time. And so the traffic supervisor is just shaking his fist. He's like, just because you're a priest doesn't mean you get to make your own rules.
I love that.
You know, don't think you're special, you know. Jesus is the special one. But anyway,
this is the theme, and this is what you so beautifully have reminded everyone since you've gotten here. This isn't about any one person. This is about our Lord. We want to constantly keep the arrows going there. Last question, because I was so moved by it in my own parish. How do we do it? How do we nurture the sense of vocation of the priesthood in our parishes. And you're talking to a wide variety, as you know, of Catholics here. Some of us just kind of come in and out on a Sunday. Some of us are heavily involved in different, you know, apostolates and ministries in the parish. And some of us work for the parish. So how do we foster that?
Well, of course, it starts with prayer, and we continue to pray both corporately and individually in our families and everything else. But I think, you know, continue to make opportunities where we're combining some ways in which the encounter with Jesus, you know, prayer, retreats, other experiences, you know, moments when one feels the communion of the church, perhaps beyond the walls of the parish church, and then linking that to service and cultivating that heart, that servant's heart. And so then it's not just seen as, wow, you know, what a great sacrifice. You know, I did touch on that, you know, linking as Pope Francis does as he talks about St. Joseph. The sense of self-sacrifice with self-gift. You know, there's joy in giving ourselves over to something. And so if men can discover that, and, you know, I think, you know, having a good, you know, well-rounded education, opening ourselves up to the big questions, you know, why am I here? What joy? You know, what's this all about? You know, and, you know, if, you know, I hit age 50 and I've got a flourishing family and a healthy bank account and pension, Is that the sum of happiness, or is there something more? Mm. So, you know, that ultimately that we are all led to say, where else would I go, Lord? You have the words of everlasting life. And the response to it is not to go away sad, but to say yes to whatever that entails, whether it's in health professions, teaching, service in some form. Being a good carpenter is a very worthy, you know, I was with a fellow who's an electrician last weekend, and just a marvelous thing. And then to boot, he's a marvelous cook. And so he gives joy and pleasure to people by putting food on the table in a way that is a truly human experience. And I said, I'm running on, John, but that's...
No, I love it.
No soundbite response there.
Listen, I love it. And friends, this is... We are so blessed, and I hope everyone knows that. And as Bishop said, more than anything, we've got to pray. And I know that sometimes can seem, they say that all the time, or okay, we hear that, and it's the most important thing we can do. And to continually, with your own kids and your own grandkids, you know, I was watching Joseph with the priests, and he was just so excited, you know, running around so bubbly, and they were so great with him, you know, explaining on their prayer cards, you know, what this meant and this meant, and it was just awesome to see. So we've got some really, really good guys that have been brought into the diocese here as priest friends, and more than anything, keep the prayers coming for our bishop as well. Bishop William Johnson, everyone. Would you give us your blessing?
May the blessing of God come down upon all here present, that in freedom and in joy you may live your faith, carry your cross, and know the strength and the presence of Jesus with you every step of the way. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Now, I wanted to tell you something, because I promised my kids I would on this, but I talk about praying for you, and this is true, and I only say this publicly because I want everyone to do this, but when the priest at every Mass raises the chalice, that's when we pray for you and our priest. And we specifically pray for you and our priest when the priest raises that chalice. So, friends, that's, you know, if you say, oh, well, I forgot to pray for him here or there, just remember your bishop and your priest at every Holy Mass, right at that moment, just kind of etch it into your brain. It's a beautiful, beautiful
Amen.
Moment. We throw
and
you
I'll
right
give the witness that there is real power in those prayers. Mm. And I just know so many ways that God's hand is at work because of those prayers. So thank you.
Remember us here, Bishop. We'll talk to you soon.
Amen. All right. Take care.
Peace. All right, friends. Happy that's course. Bishop William Johnson, everyone. Great stuff. I love having him on. I just do. I mean, it just puts you in a great mood. He's just so joyful. You know, and again, it's not about him. It's never about him. It's about Jesus. And that's where it always has to be. What a blessing it is to be in this diocese, friends. And those five guys, remember them too. My goodness. And I mean this in the quality. I'm not just saying it because I know some of these guys. My goodness, they are going to be bringing some souls to heaven with them. All right, coming up second half hour, Gary Zimak, everyone, is going to be on for his monthly segment. Looking forward to talking to Gary. He's got his new book out, Give Up Worry for Good. You know, his Give Up Worry for Lent book went in like the top like 1% or 2% of all books on Amazon. That's not easy to do. But at the same time, he's got another book. He just keeps churning them out. We'll talk to Gary when we come back. John Leonetti in the morning right here on Iowa Catholic Radio. Thank you for being a part of the show today. Father Andrew now with today's Gospel and Reflection.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. When Jesus came down from the mountain, great crowds followed him. And then a leper approached, did him homage, and said, "Lord, if you wish, you can make me clean." He stretched out his hand, touched him, and said, "I do will it, be made clean." His leprosy was cleansed immediately. Then Jesus said to him, "See that you tell no one, but go show yourself to the priest and offer the gift that Moses prescribed. That will be proof for them." The Gospel of the Lord. Faith is already at work in the leper who, instead of obeying the law to remain in quarantine, he approaches Jesus, possibly infecting him and the other people around him. The leper prefaces his request in a way that we're wise to do with our own prayerful requests to Jesus, if it be his will. Then, as we're shown that the man is admitted again to the community and temple worship, we too can take great delight in being in communion with him and others.
Support for Iowa Catholic Radio, John Leonetti in the Morning, and The Maroon Moment is provided by Golden Rule Heating and Cooling. Since 1999, Golden Rule Heating and Cooling has been supporting customers with their rules to live by. Respect, understanding, loyalty, expertise, and service. Golden Rule Heating and Cooling is a family-run business, reminding you of the Golden Rule. Treat others as you wish to be treated. Golden Rule Heating and Cooling. GoldenRulePHC.com. Thank you, Golden Rule Heating and Cooling, for your support of Iowa Catholic Radio. Support for Iowa Catholic Radio and John Leonetti in the Morning is provided by Blessman International. Blessman International partners with volunteers and donors to provide sustainable programs for children in South Africa by leading 12-day all-inclusive experiences, sharing the heart of Christ with vulnerable children in South Africa. Teams are forming to do something significant in an African child's life. Learn more at blessmaninternational.org. Thank you to Blessman International for their support of Iowa Catholic Radio.
Here we are, John Leonetti in the Morning, right here on Iowa Catholic Radio. Thank you, friends, for being a part of the show today. Hey, hope you have a safe and happy 4th. You know, we're not going to have a show on Monday, as we have said a few times here, but no show on Monday. Hope you have a safe and happy 4th, and just enjoy the time together this year. You know, sometimes we can take time together as family and friends for granted, and this last year has shown that, hasn't it? I mean, this last year has shown that, you know, that ache for some of us, that pain of not being able to be with friends and family. So more than anything, just be thankful to God for that time together again. Deacon Tony, would you offer us the morning offering?
Yeah. God, our Father, we offer you our day. We offer you all our thoughts, words, joys, and sufferings in union with the heart of Jesus. Holy Spirit, be our guide and strength today so that we may witness to your love. Mary, Mother of Jesus in the Church, pray for us. St. Joseph, her most chaste spouse, protect us. Amen.
Amen. Let's go to Mark Amadeo now. News and sports.
News and sports with Mark Amadeo.
Hello, sir.
Well, good morning, John, as we prepare for the 4th July weekend. How are you doing on this Friday?
Oh, I'm doing fine. I'm doing fine. I'm excited for the weekend. I can't wait. It's going to be a good time.
I was out in the garage here just a little while ago looking for a squeegee because you said anybody that parks in my driveway gets a windshield cleaning squeegee. And I can't find one, but I may have to come up with something else.
The full 5-star service is what I'm looking for, my man.
Well, we'll do the best we can with what we have.
There we go.
We just know this. We have probably rock star parking in our drive.
That's first class.
Yeah, and we're the lot is filling up. I mean, we've got room for 4 spaces, and I think we have 5 accounted for right now. So I don't know where I'm going to park this week. But, folks, if I park in your yard by accident, I apologize. It's just because we're overwhelmed here.
I'll take it, and you know, I appreciate your offer to be able to park there. And you know, I was saying I'm just excited. I'm excited to be able to see you guys and everyone to get to kind of rebuild some of those traditions that had to be put on pause over the course of the last year. So we're good.
Yeah, it's good to get together. You're exactly right. Now, John, your kids are what, in college now?
Yes.
Last time I saw them,
pretty much.
It seems like it's been that long because the annual tradition of coming over and doing the parade. The parade is tomorrow morning, 10 o'clock here in Urbandale, but the festivities start tonight after 3 o'clock. And John, I know you'll be heading up to Lions Park, and there's many places that are doing this too in the area. But Lions Park has the big carnival, so get out your dollar bills and have the kids go on rides. And
I'm
candy,
looking forward
all
to it.
Sorts of candy.
That's it. That's where it's at. That's why I go anyway.
I understand. That's for the parents.
Yeah.
The kids, not so much. But
you know.
All right. We got a beautiful weekend for it, John. Looks like the weather. We need rain, but we're not going to get. There's some chances out there, but we probably won't get rain until next week. It looks like is what they're saying. But there's always that chance. But it's going to be a beautiful week to be outdoors.
I'm with you, and I cannot wait. I'll put that sunscreen on top of my bald head.
Yeah, that, and then do you put a cap over it just to secure the sunscreen? I mean, I don't know how you work that.
I might need to this year.
All right, my friend. Looking forward to seeing you tomorrow.
You too, brother.
All right, right now from the WHO TV 13 weather desk and meteorologist Megan Selwa, currently in Des Moines in the central Iowa area, we have some patchy fog, 68 degrees, partly cloudy skies, a northwest wind at 3 miles per hour, and humidity up there at 84%. Today it'll be mainly sunny. High of 88 degrees. Yes, get out your sunscreen and your sunglasses. North winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly clear. Overnight, low of 65 degrees. And then tomorrow, on your Saturday, mostly sunny. Once again, high of 89 degrees. And on Sunday, the 4th of July, mostly sunny and a high of 90 degrees. And a reminder, Monday is a holiday, the 4th of July holiday celebrated. And that'll be partly cloudy with a high of 91 degrees. Well, in the news on this Friday morning, despite the recent rain, most of Iowa is still rated as abnormally dry or in moderate to extreme drought, and fire officials are urging extreme caution when it comes to fireworks. Fire officials say have a water hose handy and watch what's going on. A grassy area that looks green can still catch fire. If you do intend to shoot off fireworks, fire officials advise to do so in an open area where you can see the land. And if you can't see where they land, they can land in the grass and lay there and smoke for a long time. Then all of a sudden you got fire after you've gone to bed. So officials remind you to keep a water hose nearby. Today's sports report is brought to you by Big Red Q Quick Print. Yesterday, high school baseball, fifth-ranked Dowling defeated Mason City by the score of 8-4 yesterday at George Cordero Field. That was a completion of a suspended game from last month. The Dowling baseball team ranked fifth in Class 4A. Their record now improves to 23-6. Last night, AAA baseball, Iowa Cubs on the road. Indianapolis defeated the Iowa Cubs in Indianapolis by a score of 7-6 in 12 innings. Tonight, same two teams. First pitch, 6 o'clock at Victory Field in Indianapolis. Yesterday's Major League Baseball scoreboard, some of the Midwest teams that were involved. Milwaukee is in first place in the National League Central. They lead the Cubs by 6.5 games now, as Milwaukee winning on the road at Pittsburgh 7-2. Colorado down the St. Louis Cardinals by the score of 5-2. Cardinals are 9 games back. The Cubs had the day off. They're in second place. They're 6.5 games behind Milwaukee, and the Cubs open up a weekend series at Cincinnati beginning tonight. In the American League, the White Sox lead Cleveland by 5 games in the American League Central. And yesterday in Chicago, the White Sox beat the Twins 8-5. Boston defeated the Kansas City Royals 15-1. NBA playoffs last night, it was Game 5 of the Eastern Conference Finals, and Milwaukee down the Atlanta Hawks 123-112 in Milwaukee. Milwaukee leads that best-of-seven series 3-2. Game 6 is tomorrow night in Atlanta, and they'll tip it off at 7:30 on TNT. And the winner of the Milwaukee-Atlanta series takes on the Phoenix Suns in the NBA Finals, which are scheduled to begin next week. And today's Dowling Catholic sports calendar is high school baseball tonight at Dowling. The Maroons will host Lamar's in a non-conference game. It'll be one game beginning at 7 o'clock. Lamar's comes in with a record of 17-7 out of Class 3A, and Dowling ranked 5th in Class 4A with a record of 23-6. Once again, from the Mercy One Studios here in central Iowa, currently partly cloudy skies, 68 degrees. There's some patchy fog in some areas, a northwest wind at 3 miles per hour, and a humidity up there at 84%. And today it'll be mainly sunny here in central Iowa. Get out your sunscreen and sunglasses. High of 88 degrees with north winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. And this has been Iowa Catholic Radio. News, weather, and sports on your Friday morning John Leonetti Show. I'm Mark Amadeo.
Iowa Catholic Radio News and Sports. Year-round coverage of Dowling Catholic High School sports is underwritten by Construction Professionals, Dental Associates, Kemen, Mercy One, the Catholic Tuition Organization, and Ashworth Vision Clinic. Thank you for supporting Iowa Catholic Radio.
Let's go to your saint of the day.
This is your saint of the day on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Today's saint teaches us the power of God's grace in forgiveness of our persecutors. St. Oliver Plunkett today was born in Ireland in the 1600s. He expressed a desire to become a priest and was sent to Rome to study and work there. After his ordination, a wave of anti-Catholic persecution struck English-occupied Ireland, and Oliver was forced to remain in Rome, spending time as a teacher and minister to the poor. But when Oliver was named an archbishop for a diocese in Ireland, he returned to his homeland. Persecution meant that he needed to move about in hiding, saying Mass in secret. However, being archbishop, the English had Oliver responsible for any political rebellion amongst its flock. Oliver was arrested and tried in London. Without the ability to call his own witnesses for his defense, the jury deliberated for 15 minutes before sentencing St. Oliver Plunkett to death. Given the opportunity to denounce his brother bishops, Oliver refused. But before he was drawn and quartered, Oliver publicly forgave his persecutors. Right before, his last words was that he forgave, looking all of them in the eye, every one of them, for what they were doing to him. He died 1681, was canonized a saint in 1975. We ask today St. Oliver Plunkett to pray for us. Amen. And thank you to Blessman International for underwriting the show. We appreciate you, Doc. BlessmanInternational.org. That is BlessmanInternational.org. Gary Zimak with his monthly segment. He's got a new book out, Give Up Worry for Good. Gary Zimak right after this. John Leonetti in the morning right here on Iowa Catholic Radio. Your Diocesan Minute is right now.
This is your news for the Diocese of Des Moines for Friday, July 2nd. I'm Kelly Metra Collins. Celebrating a birthday tomorrow is Father Robert Chamberlain, who is among our retired priests. And celebrating a birthday on Sunday is Father Raphael Asamoah, who serves the parishes in Shenandoah and Hamburg in the southwest part of our diocese. Happy birthday! Tune in to Making It Personal with Bishop Johnson this morning at 9 a.m. Bishop will be visiting with Word on Fire's Brandon Vaught to talk about his new book, Return, How to Draw Your Child Back to the Church. You can learn more about Brandon and his book at wordonfire.org/return. And make sure to tune in to Bishop's interview this morning at 9 a.m. right here on Iowa Catholic Radio. The offices of the Catholic Pastoral Center in downtown Des Moines will be closed on Monday, July 5th for the Independence Holiday. We wish you and yours a blessed Independence Day weekend. That's your news for the Diocese of Des Moines. I'm Kelly Mesher Collins.
You can enjoy positive and inspiring music to help you through your day on the Iowa Catholic Radio app and iowacatholicradio.com.
Hi, this is Father John Ricardo, and I want to thank Caldwell Parish Funeral Home and Crematory for underwriting Christ is the Answer. Losing a loved one, as we know, is never easy, and it can leave you feeling lost and even hopeless at times. But Caldwell Parish helps ease that burden by sincerely caring both about your loss and about your faith. Caldwell Parish Funeral Home and Crematory is Des Moines' only Catholic-owned and operated funeral home. Their number is 515-276-0551 or online at caldwellparish.com.
Support for Iowa Catholic Radio and the Uncommon Good provided by Mercy College of Health Sciences, where you can chart your course for more.
They provide unparalleled clinical rotations, hands-on learning, accelerated education, and flexible schedules, all part of the Mercy College experience.
Learn more at mchs.edu.
Thank you to Bozen the Florist for their support of Iowa Catholic Radio, Dowling Catholic Football, and Catholic Connection with Teresa Tamayo.
What better way to send a message to a friend or a loved one than a beautiful bouquet of fresh-cut flowers? This is Tom Bozen from Bozen the Florist. Our family business has been helping Central Iowans send messages locally and around the world for almost 100 years. Whatever the occasion, whatever the message, we can help you say more with Bozen. That's 244 Rose, 244-7673, or Bozen.com.
Thanks for joining me today, friends. John Leonetti in the morning right here on Iowa Catholic Radio. Another book Gary Zimak churns them out, my man. What's going on?
Hey, no, I'm doing well, John. How about yourself?
Give up worry for good is the topic of the book. I mean, is this the last of the series of the give up worries? Because I mean, you've always got more here. I love it.
You know what's funny, John? Somebody told me, I was doing an interview one time, and somebody said, "Well, now that you have a book out called Give Up Worry for Good, you can't write another book."
Mm-hmm.
But no. But, you know, I have another book coming out very soon in a couple months about how we can have a relationship with the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And then I got a book on overcoming fear coming out in 2022. So,
overcoming,
you know, the Holy
fear.
Spirit's still giving me the ideas. And, you know, John, I figure for the rest of my life, I just had a birthday, and the older I get, the more appreciative I am for all the Lord has done for me. And I just want to share it, His goodness, with others and help others to find that peace that we're all looking for and that He wants us to have.
The main differentiator of this book from the other ones is?
This is an 8-week program. So this Give Up Worry for Good is an 8-week program. It's designed for individual use, but also for group study. A lot of people have come to me and said, we want to do this as a group. So it's really set up to do both. And right now what I'm doing is working through this book with people through my daily email reflection and through my podcast. So I'm really leading a summer Bible study, if you will, virtually online through this book. And you know what? It's not too late. We're in the third week right now. It's not too late. If anybody's interested in joining us, followingthetruth.com is the place to go, totally free of charge.
Now, how do they do that?
Just sign up. Sign up for my daily email reflection. And what I'm doing is supplementing the info in the book. So each day we have a daily reflection, and I'm commenting on, here's why I chose this verse, here's what it means. And then in my podcast, I do a daily podcast, I focus on it there as well. I want to let people know that I'm an anxious person by nature. I'm going through this, and the Lord's working with me, and I feel that I can help others to find that peace.
I don't think there's any doubt about it. One of the things that you're in right now is the topic, at least, and I think it's part three, is that right? Have no anxiety about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God.
Phew! John, that's such a popular passage. any of us who are anxious and know the Bible, we've heard that before. But it's such a great message. And, you know, all this week, the first week we focused on hope. The second week we focused on the power of God. The third week in the book, we're focusing on something very simple. Ask for help.
Hmm.
And, John, those of us who like to be in control, we don't like to do that sometimes because we don't even trust God with our problems. So Paul's giving us this recipe here for peace. Instead of worrying, tell God what you're worried about and ask Him to help you. And then that peace will flow into you. I mean, it's a simple formula, but sometimes, man, it is so hard to put into practice.
Well, it you're right. You're exactly right. It's simple in formula. The issue for me when I pray on these things is that, do I really mean it? You know, all right, Lord, I'll give this to you, kind of. You know, I still want control, or it's not quite ready for me to give this to you yet. Like it's a meal served up, you know, it's not quite ready yet and completely done. Then I'll give it to you. That's the issue for me, at least.
Yeah. And, you know, the thing is that I found, too, and I struggle with that, too, is that He's going to call you on it. When you say, Lord, I surrender to your will, He's going to say, OK, you sure?
Hmm.
All right. Well, how about when I do this? Are you going to complain? And I find myself so many times praying. I pray the Our Father every morning in the midst of my daily prayers, and I pray Thy will be done. Yeah. But yet, as soon as something happens that I don't like, I'm complaining.
All right, we're back to my will now, Lord.
Right, exactly. Yeah, but this is not exactly what I meant, Lord. You see, but I think the Holy Spirit, as we get closer to the Lord, the Holy Spirit really, really calls us on it and reminds us that, you know, hey, if you're really saying Thy will be done, you shouldn't be complaining or grumbling. You know, John, that didn't work out too well for the Israelites when they complained.
No. What do you mean by that?
You know, when the Lord was leading them in the desert, they didn't like the food, right?
Yeah.
Or leading them out of slavery through the desert. We don't like this food. This is manna. It doesn't taste good. You know, and eventually they paid the price, and they stayed there a lot longer than they had to. But this is the thing, you know. He's going to give us what we need, not what we want. And that's a lesson that I feel I'm going to be learning for the rest of my life, and I think we all are.
Oh, I'm right there with you, man. I'm right there with you. So I want people to sign up for this. Again, it's very easy to do, followingthetruth.org.
.com. There's a banner right on the homepage, and it's hard to miss.
I've only had you on 1,000 times to know that. Followingthetruth.com is where you can go, and there's a banner there. Just click on the banner, and you'll be able to get right to it, friends. I want you to do this and pass it off to your friends and family as well. Also, Gary is speaking again, right? You out there?
Yeah. And you know what, John? I have some openings for Lent right now. I still have a few openings for parish missions.
I like it.
So, you know, and you, listen, let me just say this. I am offering them at no fee right now. But they're, you know, so because I know churches are hurting, there are some conditions. So if anybody's interested, I have like 2 weeks, I think, open in Lent still. So if anybody's interested, followingthetruth.com, now's the time.
I love it. Gary Zimak, everyone. Talk to you soon, brother.
All right, John, thanks so much.
All right, everyone. That puts this week, this show, everything here in the books. We'll be back on next Tuesday. Remember, no show on Monday for July 4th, for the holiday. So we'll be back on Tuesday. Deacon Tony, would you give us your blessing?
May the blessing of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit come down upon all of us, protect us from evil, and bring us all to his everlasting life. Amen.
Amen. I am John Leonetti, friends. Be confident in Christ's mercy and his love today.
Here in this worn and weary land, where many a dream hath died, like a tree planted by the water, we never will run dry. So living water flowing through, God, we thirst for more of you. Fill our hearts and flood our souls with one desire, just to know you and to make you known. Father's heart. Into the world we're reaching out to show them who you are. So living water flowing through, God, we thirst for more of you. Fill our hearts and flood our souls with one desire, just to
John Leonetti in the Morning is underwritten by Golden Rule Heating and Cooling, Bell Construction, Five Suns Naturescapes, and Blessman International.